Steve Eaton is a freelance writer who lives in Logan. He writes a column that appears in the Deseret News every other Saturday.
When I got up last Saturday morning, I didn't know I needed a toaster oven with a built-in television. That's one of the beauties of going to garage sales. They help you identify deep needs you never realized were there. Because we are poor, we always go to garage sales with a noble objective, intent on getting a bargain on something we would just be buying anyway. For example, we might go looking for an electric can opener, a weed eater, a $4 Bose stereo system, or a gallon of milk. Often, however, we buy items just because it's wise to do so. For example, I once purchased a small portable generator that we can use in case we ever lose power. The way it works, I learned, is if your power goes out, you plug it in overnight, charge it up, and the next day you can turn it on. Fully charged, it will make a loud generator noise for a good 20 minutes. It sounds a lot like a Harley without a muffler. This generator doesn't do much besides make the noise, but if a big storm hits, we'll be making a racket while our unprepared neighbors sit in silence. There are other things you buy just because you know you're staring at a once-in-a-lifetime deal that might never come your way again. For example, I once went to a sale where I discovered they were selling large, heavy, battleship desks with locking drawers for only $3. Of course, I purchased one and borrowed my father's pickup to get it home. The desk proved so heavy in my father's small Toyota pickup that as I drove home, I'm not sure the front wheels were actually touching the ground all the time, which can be problematic if you need to turn a corner. It was on that long and frightening trip home that I realized I had no room for the desk in my house. It slowly dawned on me that I would have to put it at the head of our driveway outside, which I think would be a cool spot for a desk, until it rained for the first time. However, those were just details. The important thing was that I had nabbed a great deal on a monstrous desk and saved wear and tear on my dad's front tires all at the same time. I often buy cassette tapes at garage sales. For example, in a recent batch, I discovered a tape called Successful Elk Calling. The tape promises to help with grunting and barks. Who hasn't needed a bit of help with their grunts and barks at some point in their life? Occasionally, when rich people open their neighborhoods for yard sales, you come across people you can tell have never been to a yard sale before. For starters, they don't know there's a state law that requires every garage sale to be offering up at least one piece of exercise equipment. Their items are carefully folded, displayed, and tagged. They might be offering a sweater that was originally $60 for just $50. They always have this confused and offended look on their face as people walk away laughing. I never hold my own garage sales because I fear drive-by rejection. That's when somebody pulls up to your house, looks over your splendid display of treasures, and then just drives away without even getting out of their car. It's humiliating. I wonder if they would do the same if they were looking at a Klingon garage sale. I'll bet not. If you've watched Star Trek, you know that Klingons have a strong sense of family honor. You turn your nose up at a Klingon garage sale, and one of them will probably track you down and kill you for the insult. Garage sales are a frontier explored only by those with vision and tenacity. If that's not you, you should stop by some Saturday. We'll eat toast, watch TV, bark and grunt a bit, and then go off in search of a weed eater. You don't know what you're missing. This is Steve Eaton.